Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. And you know, donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a blurry one, but a good one. When men work McJobs, they're considered brokies. But when women work them, they're independent and know how to slay it, girl. In reality, women think that other women are just as broke as the men, but they probably want them to stay at their jobs, so they don't have as much competition from other cooches for higher paid gigs. Moving on, we are increasingly seeing a situation where men are having to choose between living at home forever and paying thousands of dollars in rent and never buying a home. Both roads are apparently dead ends, it seems. Hence, you will own nothing and be happy. Looks like it's time to buy Bitcoin, because if you live at home and bank your money and buy Bitcoin, there's a good chance we'll be able to buy a house for cash because Bitcoin fixes this. Number three, we have Brittany Venti making her best disgusted face when she finds out that a man is under 6 feet tall. Here's my face when I find out a woman is over 145 pounds, especially if she's around 5 foot nothing. That's probably also Brittany's face when he's not making six figures. She's making a joke, but we all know that she's telling the truth with her extra wide eyes. Up next, we have a woman at the gym asking for help with her workouts. The guy asks her to go out, and she says she only sees him as a friend. Then he walks away because he realizes that he's being friend-zoned. Women started doing this sort of bullshit en masse a few decades ago, and now it looks like it's gonna bite them in the ass. Number five is a woman that says her daughter's father has a new girlfriend, and she doesn't like her. So now she's going to ask for more child support money to get back at him, because he has a new job and he's apparently doing well. In her case, she's a stay-at-home mom, and her new boyfriend is a stay-at-home dad, so they need the support. I think she means that they're a couple of unemployed bums. The delusion is strong with this one. Moving on is a guy that claims his adult actress girlfriend has a penis and that he's not gay. But we all know he is, and the hat just gives it away. Of course, he's probably thinking he's not gay because girls are born with penises these days. Just be afraid for society because this will probably be the norm in another 10 or 15 years. It's scary. Her name is Emma Rose, and it looks like every rose has its thorn. Literally. Number 7 is a heavily filtered woman telling men to stop looking for a 22-year-old, but instead find a curvy 35-year-old single mother with a sassy personality. She means find an old fat woman with a bitchy attitude. She says a woman like that will make you laugh. Sure she will. I'm laughing at the thought of being with someone like that. This is exactly what a used car or cooch salesman will say while basically trying to keep a straight face. Remember, guys, that if she's older than 25 or 26, usually her interest in you is simply for survival. Up next, we have a woman that just tied the knot literally with her dog. She's even willing to talk about her embarrassment as if it was a triumph. Looks like a lot of guys have been taking the dog pill lately. I'll never forget the first time a woman told me she put peanut butter on her cooch and let the canine lick it up. She said that with zero shame. Remember, guys, don't date girls, especially if they have a male dog. Also, many women would rather do it with Rover instead of an incel. Number 9, I ask which one is sexier, the beefy woman on the left or the hogwash on the right? It's hard to say because they both look evil to me. But would you just look at the one on the left with those washboard abs and wide shoulders? I feel so protected. In reality, it doesn't matter which you prefer because if you don't make six figures, neither of them will want to be with you. I take the one on the left, as she's not fat and has a prettier face. Number 10, I ask the question, would you pay this dinner bill? That depends on how much mutual grabbing is going on under the table. No grabbing, no paying. Then again, some guys would say that they would only pay if they could play all 18 holes with their penis putter as dessert. Plus, it looks like none of them have any tattoos, which is a bonus in this day and age. Moving on, this one asked the question, dear white men, your only daughter brings her boyfriend home from college. It is this man. What is your honest reaction? I would ask her when Tyrone would be making her a sassy single mother. This woman sort of looks like Brett Cooper. I wonder if it's her. A man's honest reaction would be to look in the mirror and tell himself that I'm responsible for this. burn the coal and pay the toll. Number 12 is a woman saying that men are not strong enough to handle the sexual past of the women they love. So some dude responds by saying, "You misspelled, I was a cum depository and now no one will commit to me. Women won't accept a man who doesn't have a bright future. A man, on the other hand, looks at a woman's sexual past to see if she's acceptable. Unless, of course, he's a simp and he doesn't care. If you love cars with 10 previous owners and 500,000 miles on them, then you'll love women with a high notch count just the same." Up next is a woman posting that her body is the least interesting thing about her. And then from the look of her social media posts, you can see her body tends to be the one thing she's always posting. Plus, she kind of looks portly. It's projection. She doesn't want men to know that the only thing she has going for her is the way that she looks, which isn't all that good anymore. She's just three holes in a heartbeat that can't fit into an airline seat without spilling over into the other passengers. Number 14 is the queen of degeneracy, saying that bad girlfriends clean their boyfriend's room for them, but that the best girlfriends clean a man's pocket pussy. But by the looks of this one, it looks like the guy's either pencil thin or an Asian. The truth is that a guy wouldn't even need this pee sleeve if she was actually a good girlfriend that allowed her man to abuse her as a hot twat pocket. Moving on, we have a man traveling to Japan with questions about the females there. Specifically, how to find single ones. Tell me you're inexperienced with women without telling me you're inexperienced. I got an idea. Go hide in the women's bathroom stall, but don't lock the door. You're welcome. But seriously, don't be a pervert and be aware that most Japanese women are not all that attractive. Most look like buck-tooth nerds. Up next is more poopaganda from the New York Post, claiming that making women look dumb is a disturbing new podcast trend. Oh really? These women are making themselves look dumb on the Whatever podcast. We're just holding a mirror and turning on the mic. The comedy just writes itself. These women are also getting free attention seeking customers on shows like this and Fresh and Fit, which has been demonetized recently. Number 17, what would you do in this situation where the guy is heartbroken after his woman cheated on him, with the guy she told him not to worry about? I've gone monk mode so this conversation would never happen for me. But also, this is just fantasy as she'd never tell you unless she was caught and couldn't deny it. Also remember that apparently 56% of women are unfaithful with close coworkers or male friends. I'd make her worry about where she'll be staying from now on. Moving on is a lesbian speed dating event that is being accused of transphobia. After it said only adult human females can attend after someone turned up in a purple latex outfit with an erection. I wonder if lesbian speed is measured in U-Hauls per hour. Women voted and promoted this, and now they lose it when a man in disguise is disturbing their events. Sorry, a trans woman. They just need to embrace the cock in the purple latex. Number 19 also appears to illustrate this point. Women not feeling safe in their own neighborhoods, or these days in Canada being unable to live in them, and men are literally saying that you voted for this. You can tell them all you want that they voted for the horrors that they're experiencing, but they'll continue to vote for them. Up next, 2/3 of US student loan debt is from women. Women most affected. Yes, because 2/3 of college students are females these days. They now get debt relief from the government, and they're still complaining. I guess they want men to have most of the student loan debt while they get most of the degrees. The real problem is that all the good men out there that would have paid for the loans in the past aren't turning up these days. Way. Number 21, Elliot Page says he got shingles after being surrounded by a cast full of cis men on the film Inception. She was eye candy in that film and now she's just depressed and life is a bunch of sour grapes, it seems. This is the film that made Ellen's career and yet she couldn't even be grateful for it. Even when she identifies as a male, she still bashes and blames men. This is your life when you go from being an attractive female to an unattractive male. Moving on is a woman that broke up with her man during their wedding because he ruined her $1,600 bridal makeup by smashing wedding cake on her face. Usually a groom does that when they cut the cake in a playful way, hardly smashing a woman in the face. And yet her bridal makeup is way overpriced. $400 to $500 for makeup for a bride is pretty standard these days. Each bridesmaid is usually $100 to $200. Guys need to become makeup artists because you'll make a killing doing weddings. Number 23 are a bunch of men that are supposedly the anti-fight club. Men that flock to weekend retreats to speak about their feelings and let it all out. People in the comments section are saying that this is gay. But I'm surprised that women are allowing their men to attend such things without female supervision. After all, I was being pushed to go to therapy by a girlfriend that eventually showed me that she would actually be a bad influence on my life. She saved me by trying to simp me through therapy. I think that red pill men need to join these anti-fight clubs and drop hints about female nature in them. That's what I would do if I had the time and money. Up next, obesity is a lot less fun when you're a man. A 25-year-old guy like this can be a virgin, but a woman can bang 50 guys off Tinder in only a year without any of her family and friends figuring out her notch counts. You better believe it, because there are a lot of chubby chasers out there. No one wants to bang an obese man, but a fat chick is going to be great in bed, so long as you can get past all the cheese curdling between her cheeks. Many of these fatties will also burn the coal and pay the toll. Number 25 and the last one is a woman that thought she was in a relationship with Stranger Things star Dacre McGunnery, and she sent $10,000 to a scammer and left her husband. By the looks of her, it seems like her husband is a very lucky man. I guess anything for Chad these days. The only unfortunate part is that the money was probably her husband's to begin with. I also feel bad for their child. That's the real victim in all of this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers in the algorithm. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.